Well, on this day in 1907, Oklahoma became our 46th state.
That's wonderful.
Yes. Wonderful. Welcome. Have you ever been? Have you ever been to Oklahoma?
On the way to where?
I don't know.
No, never been to Oklahoma.
Yeah, me neither.
No.
Chuck Kelly's from Oklahoma, though.
He
originally.
Is. I've seen the musical.
Oh, yes.
I mean, it was a high school production of it, but I saw it.
Right.
It counts.
It counts,
kind
yeah.
Of, yeah.
So the land that today makes up Oklahoma was added to the United States as part of the Louisiana Purchase in 1803. Throughout the 19th century, the U.S. government relocated Indian tribes from the southeastern United States to the area. And by 1900, over 30 Indian tribes had been moved to what was originally called the Indian Territories.
Yeah.
And today, Oklahoma boasts the highest density of indigenous languages in the U.S.
Is that right?
There are over 40 distinct Native American languages spoken in the state.
Holy smokes.
Yeah. So major land runs, including the land run of 1889, were held for settlers where certain territories were open to settlement starting at a precise time. Usually land was open to settlers on a first-come, first-served basis.
Yeah.
Those who broke the rules by crossing the border into the territory before the official opening time were said to have been crossing the border sooner, which is where the nickname of the state, Sooners, comes from.
Oh, my heavens.
Yeah.
Well, it's all coming together now.
Yes.
Yeah.
So the new state became a focal point for the emerging oil industry as discoveries of oil pools prompted towns to grow rapidly in population and wealth. Tulsa eventually became known as the oil capital of the world for most of the 20th century, and oil investments fueled much of the state's early economy. Now, the state capitol complex in Oklahoma City is the only state capitol grounds in the U.S. that has active oil rigs.
Oh, really?
Yeah. On the state capitol, they've got oil rigs.
Oh,
there.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, if the oil's there, it's here. That's where you got to go.
That's right.
You got to go to the oil.
Right. So most of the state lies in an area known as Tornado Alley, and Oklahoma is the most tornado-prone region in the whole country. An average of 62 tornadoes strike the state every year, and that's one of the highest rates in the world. So it's no surprise that the nation's first ever tornado warning was issued in Oklahoma, on March 25th, 1948.
Oh.
Yeah.
What, would you like a siren or something? Was it?
Yeah, I think so. Isn't that what it is?
I've never been there.
I don't know.
Okay. Well,
yeah.
It wasn't in the musical. I don't know. So.
Right. So soil and water conservation projects markedly changed practices in the state and led to the construction of massive flood control systems and dams. They built hundreds of reservoirs and man-made lakes to supply water for domestic needs and agricultural irrigation.
Uh-huh.
At around 200, Oklahoma has more man-made lakes than any other state.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Look at that. See, we have them all natural up here. We don't have to make them ourselves.
That's right.
They were made for us.
So shopping carts were invented in Oklahoma City.
Oh my gosh. Thank you,
Oklahoma.
I love shopping
And introduced
carts.
To the Humpty Dumpty supermarket chain in 1937.
Oh.
While they were initially a flop amongst shoppers, they gained popularity after the inventor hired models to push them around his stores.
That'll do it.
Yeah.
That'll do it.
Yep.
Like the Price is Right models, I'm assuming, right?
Yes, I'm sure. Other things invented in Oklahoma include parking meters, voicemail, and yield signs.
Oh, yield signs.
Yeah.
I like that because I don't like stop signs.
Yeah.
It's too much.
Yeah.
But the yield.
But
is
I will yield.
Just enough.
Yes. Yes.
Keeps everybody safe.
Right. Now, during World War II, Boise City, Oklahoma became the only U.S. town to have a bomb dropped on it. By an airplane.
Holy cow.
Yeah, it was bombed
by an airplane.
Well, what made the case even more remarkable was that it was mistakenly bombed by a friendly U.S. bomber crew during training. The pilots became disoriented and mistook the four lights centered around the town's main square as their target.
Was their target anywhere nearby?
I think it was in Texas somewhere. So they were like sort of close.
They were just one state over.
Yeah, yeah.
Not bad.
Yeah.
Did they get to fly again? Or was that
Nobody was killed in the attack and there was minimal damage. But the pilots were pretty embarrassed, obviously.
I would hope so.
For the 50th anniversary of the incident, the crew of the bomber was invited back to Boise City.
Oh, these poor guys.
But all the members declined, some for health reasons and others because they didn't want to draw more attention.
Imagine that. 50 years later, they invite you down to what are they going to do, poke fun at you? Look what you did. You dropped a bomb on our town square.
No, they have like I was looking up online. They have there's like a monument there.
I feel bad for these guys now.
Yeah.
All right. That's terrible.
You know.
Yeah. How would you like to have the mistake you made just brought
That's
up
kind of a
the
big
time.
Mistake, too.
And they make a monument out of
That's
it.
That's kind of a big mistake.
Big time. Yeah. All right, you picked out a record to go along with Oklahoma, did you?
Yeah. So it turns out that the Gap Band is from Tulsa.
Oh, okay.
And they have a song called You Dropped a Bomb on Me, which is just so perfect.
Is this?
Because of Boise City.
Is this literally about?
It is not, but it just works perfectly well. And it just so happens that they're from Tulsa.
A wicked coincidence. Thank you, Sarah. Legends 102.7, the biggest hits in the history of the world. Dropping a Bomb on You. It's the Gap Band. Sarah, do remind us, why did we just play that song?
Because we were talking about Oklahoma, because it became a state on this day in 1907. And the Gap Band happens to be from Tulsa.
Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Yeah.
All right. Let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. Are you ready?
Okay.
Go.
All right. Oklahoma City is the only state capitol grounds in the U.S. with active oil rigs.
An average of 62 tornadoes strike Oklahoma each year, one of the highest rates in the world.
And the first shopping carts were introduced at an Oklahoma City supermarket in 1937.
And the name of the supermarket was?
Was, wait for it, the Humpty Dumpty supermarket chain.
The Humpty Dumpty supermarket. That's great. Every time I see a shopping cart now, I will rejoice. I mean, I can't imagine life without a shopping cart. I don't think people ate as much back in the day, though, so maybe they didn't need shopping carts.
They didn't eat as much?
I don't think they did. I mean, I think we like to eat a lot now.
Okay.
Well, just me?
I don't know.
I think we do.
Okay.
You don't think so? You think back in the day they were hauling in the back of their Model Ts, just like a truckload of...
Well, they probably grew most of their own stuff back then, too, right?
See what I mean? And they didn't have all the junk food.
Right.
Stuff didn't last as long, maybe, not the preservatives.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just always pictured they didn't eat as much.
Right. Why did supermarket chains, why did they rhyme? Why did their names rhyme so much? Because there was a...
Piggly Wiggly?
A Super Duper.
Super Duper, Piggly Wiggly.
Yeah. There's a Super Duper in Ontario
What was this one again? This was...
Humpty Dumpty.
Humpty Dumpty. That's three
to bring that
rhyme.
Back.
The rhyme... Wegman...
I don't know.
Something? Hegedorn. Tops.
Oh.
Well, Tops does. Tops never mops. it's more of a song,
it's
really.
It's more of a,
All right, enough of that.
Anyway.
Back tomorrow with the... Oh, folks want to learn more about Oklahoma, Sarah. Where do they go? What do they do?
You can go to my wiki blog if you go to legends1027.com. On the homepage, there's a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
And you're on the Chuck Kelly Show tomorrow morning. You'll probably recap this, and he's from Oklahoma, so it'll be interesting to hear if
he can fact check for us. And see if he knows any of this
stuff. What if he calls baloney on some of the stuff you say?
Well, I don't know.
We'll find out tomorrow morning.
Take it up with Wikipedia.
What time are you on with him tomorrow?
Like 9:10-ish. Right?
Nine.
Is that my usual time? 9:10?
Well, he's off. Oh, 9:10. I thought you meant 9 or 10-ish.
No, 9:10.
Oh, yeah, 9:10 probably.
9:10 a.m.
That sounds right.
Yep.
It's on a paper around here somewhere. I don't know where it is. Okay. You back here tomorrow at 4:10?
Yes.
Oh, you can get that. You sure you don't answer that?
Okay.
Is it a request? Let me call
it's
it?
Not.
All right. Well, thanks.
Thank you. Welcome.
All right. Ed Smith with traffic and weather, too, on Legends. Oh, Josh will have the weather next on Legends.